Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the... we'll just say Wednesday. No, we'll say Thursday edition of the Lost Podcast.
Next edition of the Lost Podcast.
Well, I can get this up tomorrow. Possibly.
I don't think so.
About a 75% chance.
I don't think so.
I do want to get this out, though, before this weekend because it's the big Lost auction this weekend.
Yes.
The 21st and the 22nd.
What are you going to buy, Jay? Because we have the catalog there.
We do have the catalog. Big thanks to our good friends, Michelle and Leia, for sending us this catalog. And it's the official catalog from the auction. And have you looked through this whole thing, Jack?
I've not. How can you look through the whole thing?
Well, I haven't. It's online, too, like all this stuff. I mean, but they have...
They have everything.
Just about everything. From the show. I mean, they have the gnomes from Everybody Hates Hugo episode they put out on the lawn. I mean, they have that. I mean, they have the satellite phone. They have the rum, which I know you're excited about.
Unfortunately, since I am an employee of ABC, I'm not allowed to bid on anything.
Yeah. But I love how they have the polar bear bones. Remember when they dug those up? Charlotte dug those up.
Yeah.
They have the Risk game. Now, that's one I'd probably like to... I'd like to maybe try and win the Risk
game. Which Risk game is it? The first one or the second one?
This is from... Let's see. Risk, item 699. Risk board game played by Locke, Sawyer, and Hurley. Risk board game with distress box cover played by Locke, Sawyer, and Hurley. At the barracks in the episode The Shape of Things to Come. So I would really like that Risk game.
Be honest, I'm just happy to have the book.
But if you go online, this stuff is all online. I think everywhere, I mean, you can even bid online on this stuff.
Well, we've been getting emails from people who have been bidding on it.
Yeah. And so if anybody wants to get the Risk game for Jack and I, and no, I'll take the Risk game, Jack. You can have the Camaro. Camaro.
How much is the Camaro going for?
Well, this is suggested price, so it could be... okay, so yeah, $15,000 to $25,000.
Is that before he crashed it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not messed up or anything.
That's a sweet car.
Isn't it?
That's a sweet ride.
Yeah. Ooh, it even has the... Ooh, I like the license plates from it. I love those old black and yellow license plates.
The old California license plates. Mm-hmm. Now, if anyone wants to buy me the Camaro, I will take it.
You won't
even
say,
though
oh,
I am
know.
Even though I am an employee of ABC.
Oh man, there's a lot of... I mean, they have the I Love My Shih Tzu t-shirt. I mean, they have all the Dharma jumpsuits. I mean, it goes through...
How much money are they expecting? Well, I guess this is the... If they're selling...
It goes to charity, now, I think, right?
I don't think it does.
No?
I don't think it does. Now, if they're selling...
Goes to the charity of some guy.
Now, hold on a second. If they're selling all this stuff, I guess they're not... We're not having a sequel or...
I guess not, huh? It's a good point.
I just thought about that.
Now, Faraday's leather-bound journal. Now, I actually have this. It was an older model that they sold at Barnes & Noble.
You don't have the one they used in the show.
No. I mean, I would like Faraday's journal.
How much is that going for?
The new one that he got as a present is going for $400, $600. If anybody wants this, if they still have them, but you can get them at Barnes & Noble for like $15.
I wonder if it has written in there, this is the day my mom shoots me.
And then the used one with all the notes in it and stuff is $1,000 to $1,500.
Now, wait, the used one is more than a new one?
Well, because it's the one that was used more on the show. It has like all his little notes in it. Just about anything you could possibly
imagine.
Oh,
shot glasses there?
They have Jughead. You could buy Jughead the nuclear bomb.
I could hang it up from my front yard. Stay off my lawn, kids.
Ooh, I'd like the A-track player with Geronimo Jackson.
You know, I was listening to XM Satellite all weekend.
Uh-huh.
And when I was driving up to New York, guess what song was always on?
Shambhala?
All the time.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, you can actually buy, they have the submarine. Galaga, item 917.
Is it the real one or the really bad?
It's the like the fake top that I guess floats in the water.
Okay, but it's not the really bad seat. Was it called CGI or whatever it is?
I mean, they
that
have
everyone complained about
this. Actually, this catalog is really nice too. And
are Damon and Carlton for sale in there?
Ooh, they have a Dharma van for sale and the Jeep Wrangler.
I've actually sat in a Dharma van.
But you know, I mean,
are Damon and Carlton for sale?
One
in
of
there?
These bikes would be awesome. A Dharma bike. I would totally. That's like one of those cool old 70s style.
Yeah.
No?
You didn't answer my question. Are Damon and Carlton for sale in there?
No, they're not.
No.
Sorry about that. Ooh, they have Kate's dress from the final episode.
Ooh. Is Kate in the dress?
They have stuff from like their final scenes in the episode.
Really?
Their clothes.
Wow.
The books.
So any lost geek out there is just, this is like a Playboy.
Well, there's so much stuff. I mean, I think my goal is to try and find the random thing that everyone will forget about and see if I can get it.
I don't think so.
I mean, I know they have Squirrel Baby in here. Squirrel Baby is
Skeletubby.
Item 1068.
Skeletubby.
It says it could go for $300 to $500. But here's the question. Would anyone really want that?
I would want it because it's what represents season 6.
Yeah. Okay, now this Charlie's bass guitar, they have pictures from Drive Shaft.
Yeah.
These concert posters.
Is he playing it wrong?
It's not the same one. This one is from he played on the last, episode.
Hey, you didn't discuss the last episode if he's playing the bass wrong.
I have to watch again at this point. I forgot by this point.
Wow.
But what's great, though, is this is like a Squire bass. This is like a cheapo bass, and it's like $300 to $500. I hope it doesn't sell because it's a cheap bass that he played for like 2 seconds.
Wow, so you're hurting sales there.
I'm just saying. Spend your money in the right place.
What if it is going to charity and you just...
I love the Sonnet game.
Yeah.
That'd be cool with the rocks in
it. That's where Man in Black always won.
Dogen's Baseball, that's another good one,
Man in Black always beat the smartest guy in the world.
Who said he was the smartest guy in the world?
Just people thought.
Are you getting back? Oh, they have all the sunglasses. That's cool.
They have Sawyer's glasses that had to be fixed.
Yeah, they have that in here. They have the watches. They have the Rolexes. That'd be cool. I wonder if it's a fake Rolex. Yeah. Oh, look at this. They have the old. Remember when the hatch door came down? He put that toolbox under it to hold it up.
Oh yeah.
They have that. It's item 1150, and that's $300 to $500.
I want a busted toolbox, please.
But you go to liveauctioneers.com, and it has all this stuff there. But, I mean, there's a lot of great... I mean, just about everything in the show.
How long has this
auction been on the show? It's 2 days. It's like they split this stuff into, like, 2 separate days. And it's just... It's really, really cool.
I want a photo from someone that wins the Skeletubby. If any one of our listeners...
If any of our listeners win anything...
Yeah, send us a photo.
Yeah. Oh, here's Sawyer's glasses. But yeah, there's so much great stuff. I hope some of our listeners out there win it.
The lottery balls. Ping pong balls.
Yep, the ping pong balls and the backpacks from Exodus when Hurley's going through the airport.
Yep.
And the soccer players are wearing there. Or not the soccer players. Are the soccer players wearing?
I think it was soccer
players. Yeah, soccer team backpacks. Yep. Actually has the lottery ticket from the episode.
Wow.
I would like the Flash comic. Hurley's Flash comic, that'd be cool. Sawyer's letter, that's a big one. I would say that's a big one. And another one, big one, if I had the money, I'd love to get Sawyer's knife. Not Sawyer's knife, I'm sorry, Locke's knife. He has like a bunch. Like if you go on the thing, they have like a knife pretty much from like every season on there. But it's going to be great. I wish we could be there, but you know, it's just can't really swing it. We were just at Comic-Con, so... The old funds are tight.
You think if they were being an employee of ABC, that we'd get like, you know, comp airline tickets?
You would think, right?
You would think.
You would think, but no, not this time.
A lot of people think that, but...
But yeah, you can place your bid over there. It's liveauctioneers.com, profiles and history. Saturday is going to be seasons 1 through 3, lots 1 through 571. And then Sunday is season 4 through 6, lots 572 through 1,174.
Did they bring all this stuff over from Hawaii?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if you saw that. What was that? What was that called?
It was called.
Was it Dateline or like one of those like 2020 where they went there and Jorge was showing them all the.
It was Nightline.
Yeah, and so they had it all there. They had it all packed up, I guess, and ready to go. And we saw it at Comic-Con last year. They had some of the stuff there. They had a little booth there, which was really cool. And but yeah, it looks really exciting. Lost the official show auction, if any of our listeners actually win something, I'd love to hear about it. And once you get it, we'd love to see pictures and all that kind of fun stuff.
If you buy me the Camaro, I will probably come out to get it.
Yeah, will you like mention their name on the show?
Is that your deal? I will mention their first name on the show.
Wow!
If they send it all the way to Raleigh, I'll mention their last name.
Wow. You're so nice. You're so gracious.
I like to do what I have to do.
That you know, actually, another thing I'd like is the Dharma computer. That'd be cool.
I don't know about the Dharma computer.
No?
Didn't Locke smash it all up?
Actually, no, they kind of mislabeled it. They say it's the Swan Station computer, but it actually has the labels from like the Pearl Station. So it's not the Swan Station computer.
I'd only bid on it if it came with a loop that said, "I was wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong." That's the only way I'd get it.
Oh man,
I just think it's funny.
So that's exciting. Another exciting thing that's this weekend. On Tuesday, the season 6 DVDs come out, and the complete series.
You said this weekend, Tuesday.
I'm sorry, this weekend. That's happened this weekend, and Tuesday, the season 6 DVDs and Blu-ray come out, and the complete series Blu-ray and DVD comes out. No, I want to watch it on the DVDs. Like, everyone's like, "Oh, I watched it." Or I was like, come on, you're spoiling the fun.
I watched it already.
Yeah?
Well, because people kept telling me what was going on. I was holding out like you.
Uh-huh.
But I'd answer my Twitter or email, and they go, come on, guys. So, not to get spoiled anymore, I watched it.
Mm-hmm. I understand, and Chris in Boston at our engagement party, he started getting ready to tell me. I was like, dude.
Well, he said a couple of things. He looked at me and goes, is that spoilers? I go, well, I don't know.
So look for, I think, Jack, next week for our Lost, we should do a special Lost podcast for the epilogue.
Well, we should.
And we'll do a little recap and listener feedback. So
when are we doing the Lost rewatch, though?
The rewatch will be...
everyone keeps asking.
Yeah. Jack and I are going to sit in a locked room next week and kind of hash out all the details. But
I'm
thinking
the first week of September.
Yeah. Well, first full week, because September starts on a Wednesday.
Oh, no.
So
I hate when September starts on a Wednesday.
So we'll start the week of the 6th. The rewatch will start the week of the 6th.
You know what we really should do?
What?
It started on September 22nd.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, it's starting it a little bit later than we wanted to, but that's not a bad idea.
Starting it when it started.
Yeah.
Well, we'll release our first podcast on September 22nd.
The rewatch podcast.
Well, send us your emails.
I think it's a good idea, but send us your feedback. What you think? Do you want to see either start the rewatch the week of the 6th or start it on the day it all started, September 22nd.
I mean, if we've gone this long, what's another 16
days? What is that? That's the 7th anniversary of Lost, yes. I believe, right?
Yep.
And, 2004. Is it the 7th anniversary? It's 6 years later?
Yeah, 7 years.
So that's 7.
Oh, whatever it is.
It's the 7th time it's come around, right?
Right. So
that's
7th anniversary. 7th anniversary.
Yeah. That's exciting. So send us your emails, what you think. But for the epilogue, we're going to do an epilogue podcast next week. And so send in your feedback on the epilogue. We had a couple already, but I didn't even listen to them because I haven't seen it yet. So we'll have, it'll be like our normal recap for the epilogue. And we'll have listener feedback. And Jack, are you going to do a crackpot theory maybe?
On the epilogue?
Yeah, you think you can make one up?
Yeah. I've already thought about what's going on.
Oh, okay. All right. Good then. Good.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Well, I haven't seen it, so don't give me pretty obvious.
All right, I don't want to spoil anyone. It's pretty obvious.
Okay, just don't.
I'm just kidding. Because then people get all upset. Well, geez, you could have said spoiler if you said pretty obvious. Come on.
So yeah, the DVDs come out next week.
I thought I was done with this whole spoiler stuff. It never ends.
It is never ending.
Because I don't think we talked about in the last one. Did we decide if people are... I think we decided, right, that if people are just now watching Lost, they may not want to listen to the rewatch, because we're going to probably talk about stuff that's already happened.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's a rewatch.
So,
but we will be re-releasing
season 2.
All the podcasts that we've ever done with the episode starting season 2, since we didn't do any for season 1.
Right.
So that should be fun. And you know, maybe I'll find those. We did those commentaries on season 1, so maybe I'll throw those.
The commentaries I thought were the most fun. That's where Log Carrying Guy came from.
That is where Log Carrying Guy
came from.
Because
we were watching it, and there was a guy carrying logs.
Yep.
And I think we said, how come the guys with the logs never speak? Oh, Log Carrying Guys.
But so maybe we'll put that, because I think we did like 4 episodes from season 1 for commentaries. So maybe we'll put those in there for season 1. But so next week, I think we're going to try and do a video review of the DVD sets, right?
Are we?
I think that was the plan or the idea, anyway.
Okay.
A while ago, okay. At Comic-Con, we talked about this. I don't remember.
Right. I don't remember a lot of things about Comic-Con.
That's right, huh? You got a little.
Well, I had some drinks.
and we'll also do a podcast.
And the people, you know, I don't mention their names.
We'll do a podcast about the epilogue, which would be a lot of fun. I'm excited for that. All right, Jack.
Also,
oh yes, sorry.
We had Paul Coate from I'm assuming Houston. He represents the Wildcatter Square Dance Club. They raised $1,054.51 for Autism Speaks,
which is awesome.
So we sent that off to the people here in Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
and that just is amazing. So
yeah,
great work, guys.
It's very great work. All right, so Jack, we have a lot of listener feedback to get into. Do you have any emails? I mean, I got my phone calls. Did you get any emails?
You know, I didn't get any emails, so I thought we'd be talking about the catalog and stuff. So I just I mean, I can go check here.
That's I mean, that's cool. I mean, did you want to talk about the catalog more? I mean, I didn't think you'd want to hear us talking about it for that long.
No, I just want the Camaro.
They have the hatch, item 217.
They have the hatch.
Look at that. They have the hatch door.
What would you do with the hatch door, though?
Hang it up on the wall.
I don't know.
Put like a light behind it. They have the Santa Rosa Mental Institute sign. Come on, that's awesome.
Yeah, that would be good.
They have a set design model for the Swan hatch. They have the Radio Shack walkie-talkie. Remember that?
I remember that.
From the first the pilot?
They had the milk carton with Walt on it.
Yep, they have that.
They have this the heroin statues.
Yep, they have the Virgin Mary statues.
Wow, cool. I call them heroin statues. But
she is a heroine to some. Heroin.
I got it.
Yeesh.
We have Greg, he's already bid on something. He bid on, come on, load up, Hurley's golf flag and a Dharma jumpsuit.
I think it's going to be a big one, the golf flag.
So he's bid on that. So we've had some people bidding on stuff.
We should, though. I mean, we should get something for the office, for the studio. We just got to find, like, the cheapest thing possible, like a dice or something like that.
A dice.
Locke's engagement ring. That's pretty good.
Locke's engagement ring?
The one he gave, like, wanted to give to Helen.
Aw, poor little fella.
That'd be so sad.
Oh, man.
They have Charlie's guitar that he doesn't know how to play. They have the full piano.
Is that the one that had the arrow in it?
No, they do have, I saw it in here. They have ones with the arrow in it.
I couldn't believe when I got the catalog, started looking through this. I go, oh, my God. This is like a huge auction.
Okay, now this isn't right. Digital Swan Station hatch wall count. They didn't have a digital countdown clock.
No, it was a flipper.
Yeah, it was a flipper.
Unless it's another.
Maybe they had like another.
Was there another one that we didn't? I don't
know. Oh, this is the original counter for the Swan Station before it was decided by the production to utilize CGI to create the needed effects.
Ah.
That's interesting.
Well, why would I want that?
But yeah, so see,
you could say that, and people would be like, going, any Lost fan would be like, going, well, that's not, it wasn't the Swan hatch.
Okay, so now that here it says that the Swan Station computer, so I guess they put different stickers on it for the Tempest and the Pearl to reuse it. So So I guess it still is the original one.
Now, if I'm talking on it, will Walt be on the other end?
I think you should. I mean, if you're going to pay, like, what does it say, $1,000 to $1,500 on this thing?
Yeah, I think Walt should be chatting with me.
I think Walt should chat with you. I agree.
And I could go, that's my son.
Oh, man. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in here.
I could be like Michael behind the computer. I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing. That's my son. I'm going to shoot everybody.
Oh, look at this. They have the Dharma Initiative deck of cards. And it has a little note on it saying for Josh Holloway, Josh, you may want to practice shuffling cards for episode 217.
Is he not good at shuffling cards?
I don't know. Maybe they're just making sure that he knows how to shuffle cards.
How would you?
That's cool.
Well, that's crushing my, you know, I think, come on. You would think Josh Holloway has played cards.
They have the Dharma Shark. Now, Dharma Shark should bid on the Dharma Shark.
Now, is it the Dharma Shark that exploded?
It's
spoiler alert for
special effects Dharma Shark with impressively lifelike paint scheme. See an episode of Drift while Sawyer, Michael, and Jim are on the raft following Walt's
production.
Jin, I'm sorry. Yeah, a lot of great stuff. But back to the task at hand, Jack.
I should get a bit on a Sawyer outfit and wear it around town. People are like, hey, it's Sawyer. What do you think?
Sawyer.
I'll wear the one where, does it just have his pants when he came out walking out of it?
Yeah, you need to get his boxer shorts that are all nasty. We gotta find that. I don't know. That's a good
while
question.
I'll look for it while you're.
All right. So Jack, you ready for some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right. So listener feedback time. Got a lot of questions, calls, and comments,
and or theories
to get into. So Jack, what do you say we get into the calls?
Do it.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is John in Cleveland. I just had a suggestion for something you guys should talk about. I think you guys should do a top 10 or top 5 music themes from Lost. I'll just give you my top 3. At number 3, I love Jacob's theme. Number 2, I love Desmond and Penny's love theme. And at number 1, Locke's Redemption. I'd love to hear what your guys' favorite tunes from Lost is, and I'll just throw that out there, and I'll hope you guys do it, because we all know Lost has a bunch of great music, and yeah, that would be a cool show. So, bye guys, this was John in Cleveland. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Aaron B. in Phoenix, Arizona. And I hope you guys had half as much fun at Comic-Con as it looks like you did. I only hate you because you were there and I was not, but next year is another year. Doggone it. Anyway, very quickly, I'm behind in my listening, where I was actually re-listening to an old podcast where you all had been doing a little contest, seeing the top five people, you know, guys who were absolutely necessary to the island, who would be ditched, and you were going back and forth. Back and forth, thank you. Back and forth and stuff like that. And my theory is this: the island is a puzzle, and you cannot say which piece of a puzzle is more or less important than the other one. Every single piece of the puzzle has to be there for the complete picture to unfold. That's what made it so hard for the island. That's what made it hard, so hard for everybody. Every piece. If any of them had been missing, nothing would have happened. In fact, who knows? An interesting backstory would be, how many times did they get close and they were one piece away? You don't know. And that's sort of an interesting thought to me, but but maybe just to me and no one else cares. I don't know. Anyway, that's sort of my theory and my observation, and I'm sticking to it until I'm proven wrong, which could be in 4, 3, 2, 1. Anyway, thanks a lot. Love you guys. Look forward to everything you guys do in the future. Thank you for everything.
Hey Jay and Jack, it's Tim and Tustin. Just calling, listening to your Comic-Con updates and such. Thanks for keeping up the show. A couple comments. I can't help but wonder about the legacy for Lost and how it can be viewed in the future, because for me, and I don't know if other people feel this way, but so much of the Lost experience was defined by the community watching of it, the theories and the discussion. And I just wanted to thank you guys, because I think you guys are a big part of that. And especially the last few seasons, since I started listening to your podcast, you really made the show better for me. And I'm sure a lot of your fans feel that way and wanted to express that. Second comment, I know you're getting a ton of these about shows that could also be on your list. I thought the first few seasons of 24 were very Lost-like. 24 is a show, without spoiling anything, that's not afraid to kill off its major characters and introduce new characters, push the envelope through twists and turns. So if you guys haven't ever watched 24, the first few seasons, I'd say three, are amazing. Some of the best television ever produced. After that, it peters on and off through the seasons, but definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen it. Thanks. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, 24 is a show a lot of people have recommended. I didn't watch it at first because I thought it was 24 straight hours, and my TiVo just couldn't hold
really,
it.
You went for the joke. You went, for the bad joke.
Well, it's supposed to be 24 hours, right? It's a day.
Yeah, like the season is, yeah, like each episode's an hour.
Yeah,
real time.
Is it real time? I thought each show was 24, just a day.
No. Each episode is an hour real time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's kind of the running joke. Just like the whole 24 hours, he's never using the bathroom.
Oh. Well, no one uses the bathroom on TV.
Exactly.
Except Paulo.
Well, actually, no, they use the bathroom in Lost. I mean, they reference it and stuff. Like, remember, because they had...
Not the first couple seasons.
They did the first season, remember? Or no, it was the second season.
Because
Hurley was looking for, you know, TP leaves.
Yeah. Well, I remember when Kate and Sawyer were in the cage. What was my comment? What happens if they have to go to the bathroom?
Well, we're on Sawyer's boxer watch. And item number 592, Sawyer's boxers from the episode Egg Town.
Ah.
So he wears white boxers with red stripes, Merona brand.
Well, just red stripes this time.
One in the episode, The Shape of Things to Come, $100 to $200.
For his boxers?
Yeah, well, I mean, they were on his, you know,
stuff.
But these ones are clean, though. I mean, this is from Egg Times. This is like pre, you know, Juliet's dead. I'm depressed and have to poop myself.
It happened. Yeah.
But it happens to the best of us.
He also mentioned that I think that Lost, I think being part of the community made watching Lost.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
And then Aaron, it's hard to argue with that you needed all the pieces. So it's hard to pick. It is hard to pick five people.
Mm-hmm.
But is Carl that important?
Exactly.
Could I live with Carl? Would Carl even be considered in the top 100? No.
Well, is there 100 major characters that actually had names and talked? It's a good question, I think, to lay out all the people and then see who is really.
I think it's the hardest question that's been brought up.
Yeah, it is.
Top five most, because you need more than five.
Well, if we push the rewatch back to the 22nd, maybe we'll take a whole episode just to hammer this one out.
Well, I like I said, I've been talking to people on emails and Twitter and stuff like that, and nobody's come up with five of the same.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. It seems like a very subjective thing.
And what do you think? Say one day we'll do the top five.
Songs? Themes? Definitely. I mean, that's part of my favorite parts of the show.
The one that John Locker goes, wah, wah.
No.
I just want to get some John Locke hate. I'm getting warmed up for the rewatch. Of course, the season one, though. No spoiler here. Anyone not? Season one John Locke is a stud.
Well, they have season one. I mean, they have his...
No, I'm saying for our rewatch.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Until, you know, finds the hatch.
It's cool. They have the ship in a bottle from Richard's. Ship in a bottle. Remember that?
I remember that.
Ship in a bottle. All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
I'm ready.
As we continue Sawyer's Boxer Watch. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Kat from Los Angeles. I'm actually calling to say that I never watched Lost when it was on TV. I couldn't take it. I saw the pilot. I didn't think much of it. But out of nowhere, just this summer, I decided to sit down with my brother and watch the entire series. And boy, it's been a crazy summer, that's for sure. I absolutely loved the finale. I was really upset when people didn't like it, but I could understand why. I guess what I was just going to say was that I was surprised that no one had noticed something that I did. In the end, when Christian Shepherd goes to, open the church doors and then the light comes pouring in, everyone else is sitting down. It almost seems like Christian Shepherd was going on because he had settled what he did with his son, Jack. Meanwhile, everyone else was sort of waiting, it seemed like, and people were saying, oh, why wasn't Walt there? Why wasn't Michael? Well, for all we know, they were sitting and waiting for those people to show up. For all we know, Ben could be coming in with Alex 30 seconds later. And I just thought that was really interesting. And I think it really closes off, you know, it leaves it open for a lot of people to sort of make their own theories. But anyway, thanks. I love the podcast. I've been listening to all of season 6 as I was watching the show, and it was really great having you guys. Thanks again.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Missy from New Hampshire. I was just listening to the latest podcast, and I heard the guy call in and say that you guys should watch the movie Passengers, and I have to second that. My husband and I always get together with my brother and his wife to watch Lost, or we did. And one time we got together to watch a movie instead, and we watched that movie, and it got done, and we kind of just looked at each other like, did the writers of Lost steal this plot? And we saw it before the finale. So then when the finale happened, we were all thinking, oh my gosh, did they steal the idea from the movie? So you guys have got to see that movie. It's crazy. It will freak you out how similar they are. And it kind of makes me wonder if they had seen that movie or if it was just meant to be that someone write that plot like Lost or whatever. All right. Thanks a lot for your show. Bye.
What's up, Jay and Jack? This is Val from Rhode Island. I am just calling in response to your latest podcast. I'm usually not really a negative Nelly like this, but I just wanted to tell you, don't waste your time with persons unknown. It had potential. I started watching it. It was pretty cool, but it's really just a lot of overacting, and the script's not very good, and it's kind of just seems to be going nowhere, really. And I mean, now I just, like, have this commitment to the show where I want to know what happens, but I just, every time I watch it, I find myself getting mad at how terrible it is. But, so I would say, sorry to the caller that suggested it, but don't waste your time. And thanks for suggesting Dexter. I'm addicted to it like crack right now. It's, like, unbelievable. It's the closest thing to Lost I've ever had. So, yeah, so thanks for the show. You guys are awesome. I love that you're filling the Lost Void while it's not on, and I can't wait for the rewatch to start, for the box set to come out. I'm so excited. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
All right, thank you guys for those calls.
So Dexter is like being addicted to crack.
It's a very good show.
So I'm waiting for the next episode. I'm out there trying to score the latest episode. Is that what they're
doing? Yeah, I mean, but I think most Lost people can relate to that.
Is that good?
Huh?
It's that good?
It's a very good show. I mean, it's different. But it's
Persons Unknown, don't watch.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen
No, actually, I haven't.
I have not watched it.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen mix. I've seen yes, watch it, no, not watch it. Now I'm torn. I don't know what to do.
What do you mean you don't know what to do?
I don't know. It's like 50-50. Do I watch it? Do I not watch it?
Why not? Just give it a chance.
I don't want to give it a chance.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm bored.
So you're bored and you won't give it a chance because you're bored? I think if you were bored, you'd give it a chance.
Well, I got new shows coming up here pretty soon. I got Hawaii Five-0 and other shows I'm going to be into. So
you think you're going to be into?
I better be into it.
It could be another V and Flash Forward on our hands.
Well, Flash Forward got good at the end.
It did get good at the end.
And V was just... wanted to love that show so much, and just
I know.
And then Missy, Passenger. You know, I don't even. I've never even heard of this movie, but we've had a lot. You know.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about it all until that last call, and then it just seems like everyone.
Well, she's saying people should of Lost will like it. Now, I got a question. People at the end of they watched the end of Passenger. Were people? Some of the people who didn't like the ending of Lost not like the ending of Passenger.
That's a good point, but maybe it works better in the movie.
Maybe it works better in the movie because they only invested like an hour and a half.
Exactly. And not 6 years.
And some crappy popcorn. And then you had Kat. She didn't watch Lost until this summer. Well, she watched the pilot. Wasn't impressed with it.
But then watched it all this summer.
All this summer. So, but you know, she makes a good point. All the characters were sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
So...
It's a good observation that we haven't really talked about. So
were they sitting down because when they first all together, they're sitting down on a plane?
Yeah,
I just thought because that's the first time I heard the call. I'm just thinking maybe because, like she said, there's all kinds of different theories you can come up with.
There is, and there's a bunch of different ways you can kind of read it and interpret that.
Because I heard sitting down, I go, that's right. Would they run the plane all sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know if that's what it is or not, but that's what I came up with.
I think it's a good observation.
Yeah.
Good observation.
There
Jack.
You go.
Good job.
Still coming up with him. Can't wait for the rewatch.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Beth from Sacramento, and I just heard your most recent podcast about Comic-Con and listener calls and whatnot, and it happens to be Jack's birthday, so I just want to say happy birthday. Yay. No, I'm just kidding. That would be really weird for everyone. No, happy birthday. But as far as the listener calls, when they talked about shows that you didn't mention, no one mentioned the show that I thought was kind of the most obvious, and maybe no one mentioned it because it's the most obvious, but I need to just throw this out there. I have a show that I think everyone should watch who loves Lost. It's a very old show. It's come and gone. So the good news is you don't have to worry about, like, oh, my God, I need to catch it quick before the next season begins. No, the show is done. It's old. It's probably older than most of the viewers. It is a show about a man who wakes up in a strange place. He doesn't know where he is, and all he wants is to go home. And he meets several people. Some of them also seem to want to go home, and others, who knows? Maybe they have nefarious plans. It's hard to tell. It's a very weird story about a man in a very weird place. So that being said, the show that I think all Lost fans should be required to watch is the prisoner. Like, it's the most obvious thing. I do have to give a caveat, such as, you know, the caveat with Deadwood is, be warned, it doesn't have an ending, but it's still a great show. The caveat about the prisoner is that it was supposed to be a very short, like a telenovela, like 10 series from beginning to end, or 10 episodes. It did overlast its stay by just a little bit, and it started to get weird. However, you know what? It's still a very short series, and it's available on Netflix. And so if anyone ever has a jonesing for something totally weird, I think that The Prisoner is a very weird and psychedelic. It was made in the 60s, so it's got that, like, mushroomy kind of trippy vibe. And I think everyone should watch it. And if y'all haven't, I think you should too. And at any rate, that's all I have to say. Happy birthday, Jack. I'm glad you had fun at Comic-Con. Maybe next year I can afford to go too. Thanks. Bye.
Jay and Jack, hey, this is Roger from Raleigh. Follow-up to your shows that can fill the void. I want to say thank you very much for turning me on to Deadwood. It's very good. There are some actors in there that are enjoyable, like the lady who played Sawyer's love interest, who ended up having the kid with him. And then there's also the DWG who showed up as the man in black. Anyway, it's very good writing, very good acting. Thank you very much. Here's a show that you might not have thought about, and I'm just not picking out any shows that are just good, but they should have some type of tie-in as to why you want to recommend it from, like, Lost, like not just some of the actors like A Party of Five or some of the really good writing like Firefly, but here's a show you might want to consider, Babylon 5, and the reason is it has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and the creator actually planned it that way. Planned to having 5 seasons, and the first season is literally the title of the season is Signs and Portents, and it's a science fiction show, so there's lots of prelude, lots of introduction of characters, and in fact, the guy who created it planned on the show being 5 years long. He actually filmed future sequences in future seasons, not just future episodes, and just showed them in the first season. And it's a science fiction show about humans in space and meeting up with 2 or 3 different species and how there's major battles in space and stuff like that. But it's really well done in that respect. It was made in the early to mid-90s, so the special effects is a lot like Star Trek The Next Generation. But it's pretty decent. The one downside of this is that it was a syndicated show, and after somewhere near the middle of the 4th season, the people the company who were basically paying this guy to make the show could not promise him a 5th season. So he took the storylines from the 4th and the 5th season, decided which ones were the most important, basically some major battle of some sort, and squeezed them into the 4th season. The lesser storylines basically got dragged out into the 5th season when they actually did get renewed. So it kind of feels kind of weird at times, kind of feels like almost like an epilogue. Another interesting thing about the show, they actually filmed the final episode of the series during the 4th season, thinking that they might get canceled after 4 seasons. And they did not get canceled. They went ahead and were renewed for a 5th season. So the storylines that were supposed to be in the 4th, supposed to be stretched out between the 4th and the 5th, and they got postponed to the 5th, they got rolled into the 5th season. So you got a whole bunch of what could be considered boring stuff at the very beginning of the 5th season. And then they finished it out. And they showed that final episode that they filmed already during the 4th season. They showed it at the end of the series. Anyway, in case you like the fact that Lost had a beginning, a middle, and an end, Babylon 5 is also a show that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Keep up the good work. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is John in Cleveland.
just calling in because I'm so excited that the Lost Epilogue, The New Man in Charge, will be on both the Blu-ray and the DVDs, because I happen to not have a Blu-ray player, which is very sad, but I'm happy that it is at least on the DVDs also. But The New Man in Charge, I was hoping for a catchier title, you know, something with a bit more pizzazz. Maybe Roses Brownies Go Berserk, or Revenge of the Dural Sack. I don't know, just my thoughts. Okay, guys, love the podcast. Can't wait for the rewatch. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I'm like John in Cleveland. I'm not rich like you. I don't have a Blu-ray.
Fuck, they're not that expensive at all, actually.
Yeah.
My high-definition TV and Blu-ray player is less money than that gigantic big-screen TV you have in the living room.
It wasn't that. It was a Vizio.
So mine's a Vizio, too. I have a Vizio... like a 42-inch or something? Not a 42-inch, just a 32-inch.
Wow. You know. What are you going to do? But I don't have Blu-ray. I have this old DVD player that sometimes on the Netflix, I don't... Well, all DVDs, it's like stops. Oh, no. What are we going to lose? We have to start over again.
You need to get back my DVD and VCR recorder.
That would be nice.
That I let you guys use.
And I let someone
give it to somebody else, and they haven't given it back to you.
They said, hey, I said, yeah, I have one. They just needed to tape something. They just needed to tape one video onto a DVD.
Uh-huh.
And that was a year and a half ago.
So maybe if I could get that back, maybe I could.
So you could put that with your Blu-ray.
With my Blu-ray.
So you'd have double the, double on me.
Oh, man, but.
Well, I agree with the title. Maybe they could have come up with something.
Yeah, it's a. I just call it the epilogue. It doesn't need to be called New Man in Charge. I mean, we get it. Come on.
You think so?
Yes.
All right.
That's just me. Maybe I'm just a little testy.
You are a little testy.
I know.
Well, you know why? Because you're an elitist. You have a Blu-ray. Not like us people are still going, you know, well, I got DVD.
You Joe the Plumber's out there.
I'm Joe the Plumber. Let me keep what's mine. I can keep what's mine. I can afford a Blu-ray. Hey, you saw how they treated Joe the Plumber. I don't need to be a Joe the DVD man.
Joe the DVD repairman?
Repairman.
You're a VCR repairman. That's up behind the
time. Oh, my gosh. I'd be dragged through the mud. It's no fun. And then Roger, Babylon 5. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Babylon 5. Isn't Cliff a big Babylon 5 guy?
Yeah, he's a fan of all those shows.
Well, he was like trying to talk me into doing Stargate today.
He's been pushing Stargate Universe for... He's been pushing it on me for like a year.
Well, he goes, you should do a podcast on... You were there. Stargate Universe. I go, you know what? I don't think anyone's ever said, hey, you guys should do a podcast and start... And then I made the mistake. Go, look, Cliff, I saw the movie. And he goes, well, and then he started... I go, Cliff,
Stargate SG-1 is in the universe of that movie, but Stargate Universe is...
And he was going on... Well, he's going on like we would go on about Lost.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair. And I'm like, look, I go, Cliff, I saw the movie once. Once. I don't know what you're talking about. Spoiler, Cliff. Spoiler.
Yeah, you got.
But I have heard good things about Babylon. I have heard it has a beginning, middle, and an end.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the shows.
Does it have an end, though, people like?
I don't know.
I guarantee there's people out there that did not like the end of Babylon 5.
Another one, The Prisoner. They had a remake of that with Ian McKellen. I heard it wasn't that good. Yeah. The remake, anyway.
Well, the original guy was Patrick. I know I'm butchering this name. McGohan or McGuhan?
Mm, McCutcheon?
Not McCutcheon, no. But it's funny, when I pulled on the page just to see, you know, see what it was. 1967 it came out. That was from Beth. And by the way, Beth, thank you. And thanks everyone who wished me happy birthday. I can't believe I just turned 35. The guy's been lots and lots of shows. It's funny, when I first saw it, I go, oh, that's that guy.
Uh-huh.
He's always like played a bad guy or kind of a weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he played in Braveheart, he played Longshanks.
Who's that one again?
Longshanks is King Edward, you know, the king.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the guy that should have got Father of the Year, and why he never got Father of the Year, I never understood. He always was so kind to his son.
Uh-huh.
But he played Longshanks.
Okay, that's cool.
But it does look like it'd be a cool show.
Mm-hmm.
I like the actor.
Uh-huh.
So he's been in lots and lots of crazy, crazy, wild stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
He was in an episode of The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you watch The Simpsons?
I watch Simpsons off and on, but The Simpsons.
Oh, you're looking at his IMDb.
Yeah,
You're sounding all smart, and it's just like, oh, you're just reading IMDb. He was in an episode.
He was in Columbo.
You're cheating.
It's not cheating.
Yes, because you're making it sound like you just know this off the top of your head, but really.
I improvised. I said I looked it up. Braveheart. He was in Murder,
She Wrote. The way he said it's like, oh yeah, and he was in Simpsons too. You knew it in your head.
I never watched an episode of Murder, She Wrote.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure people out there liked it, but that was just the episode. Why would you invite her to a party?
Okay, but here's the thing.
Would you invite her to a party? What happens if you invite her to a party?
Nerd alert. That's one of Colleen's favorite shows of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Someone dies in this episode. Why? Because they invited Angela Lansbury to the party. Would you invite her to the party?
Not to embarrass her, but she used to beg to stay up till 9 o'clock to watch that show on TV.
Mommy, where she wrote.
I'll get in trouble for that one, but oh,
I want to watch it.
I just thought it would. I thought it'd be funny. One day they have Star Trek. They have Kirk, Bones, Spock, some red shirt guy, and Angela Lansbury. Kind of thing, knowing that that guy's gonna die. Wouldn't that have been funny?
Yeah, it would have been.
I just thought it'd be funny. And I never watched the show. Mm-hmm. I never begged to stay up to 9 o'clock to watch it.
Yeah.
He was. Oh, that's who he was. He was the warden in Escape from Alcatraz. That's right.
I'm glad we're playing Jack. Reading IMDb, the game.
It's fun.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for your feedback. Remember, next week we are doing a special podcast for the epilogue. We're going to recap, and we want your listener feedback. So give your calls to 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Or your emails to lostpodcast@gmail.com.
They might get lost because we are getting spammed crazy in this.
I know.
It's crazy.
And we got press confirmations for New York Comic Con. I don't know how we're going to get up there, but...
I don't...
We're confirmed.
Well, you know, we'll get up there in my Camaro.
Yeah? Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah, my new Camaro.
There we go. People, get on it.
What would I rather have? The Camaro?
Or?
A Blu-ray player. The Camaro.
Of course.
You know what I want?
What?
A Blu-ray player in my Camaro.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a man who thinks right there.
There you go.
Staying ahead of the curve.
And right. Also, let us know again on the September 22nd start date.
Yes.
For the Lost Rewatch. I can do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to start September 6th, if you can't wait 16 days, we'll start it early.
Yes.
All right. What the plan is, we're going to do the pilot episode, right?
We're going to go all the way through from the end.
The first.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I get what you're saying. Pilots, part one and two.
Right.
Gotcha.
And what have we come up with a plan? Because people have been asking me, and I don't know.
That's what we're going to hammer out next week. We're going to finalize the details.
Finalize the details.
So if any of you guys have any suggestions for what you think should happen in the show, send it to us.
Yeah, if you think...
We're open to suggestions.
If you have something you think is better, if you want to watch all the episodes at once...
Oh my God,
and no. One long podcast, we'll do it.
75-hour long podcast. No, that would be like what? That would be... Let's see. There's 130-something episodes. So it would be 130.
42 minutes an episode.
But we usually take about an hour per episode, give or take.
Well, because you get off topic.
We're actually 2 hours per episode if you count them when we did two shows.
Yeah, you get off topic.
But yeah, so that'd be a really, really, really long podcast.
I think we could do it.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your lost questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack. Once again, twitter.com/JandJack. Or follow our personal ones at CrackpotJack and Luke Vank.
Which you'll never get a reply. Well, maybe. It's like 5% right now.
I reply to things.
I reply to things.
Also,
I also made a tweet fantasy league.
You did.
Those things filled up in like 5 seconds. I was just like, oh, I'm bored. I want to make a league. And I did it.
I joined it.
Yeah, you did. I don't know how you got in. I was just like,
I just happened to go on Twitter and saw it.
Uh-huh.
I just happened to log in and that you were the first thing that popped up. I go, no, I'll join it. I think I was like the ninth team.
Yeah, you were. Like, you almost didn't make it.
Well, I was trying to remember my Yahoo account. I'm like going, hey, what's my Yahoo account? I had to kind of, I couldn't remember the password.
It was under pressure.
It's different from any other password I have for whatever reason. It's just crazy.
We're doing a live draft, I think, September 5th.
Yeah, you're all geeked up. Well, you wanted to do the draft that day. I said, why don't you wait?
Well, you know, I found out they have mock drafts, so I got to kind of do a couple of practice mock drafts. That's pretty geeky, huh?
I'm not even saying that. I pretend to get these. You know, you just pretend.
But I wanted to like try because I've never done a live draft. I've always done the auto draft, so I just wanted to try it just to kind of see the kinks and kind of get
the feel
for it.
Well, how much time do we have in between? Because the picks, because it's not.
It's 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes around.
It's always that one person that takes. I know it takes forever. Yeah. You just look at them like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now, again, when you get to the end, it's you're.
Yeah, you're just kind of
anyway.
Like, yeah.
Come on, you jerk.
But
that's what I'm gonna be saying. If you guys are taking forever,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be cussing you.
What's cool is you can actually do like your pre-draft rankings,
right?
So then you kind of have them there already.
I've done that, but sometimes you it's funny how I when other people run it, like Russ, somehow I don't end up getting the players I ranked.
Really?
And they seem to go to him. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You can't trust Russ. He's a Canadian.
Yeah, he's Canadian, so you can't trust him.
I mean, you can't trust foreigners.
No, you can't. You just can't. That's, of course, that's what this country's built on. So.
I know, right?
So you can't trust us. Oh, also, man. If you're looking for like a racy podcast, a little not your parents, not your.
It's edgy.
It's explicit podcast.
There's cursing in it.
It's cursing in it. We go a little crazy. So it has warm taffy.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that have listened to it have seemed to like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Married Man Show. If you follow us on, if you go up on Twitter, it's the Married Man Show. At Married Man Show.
No, it's twitter.com/.
Twitter.com, Married Man Show. If you're on Twitter, just go Married Man Show. We'll post a link on there, and you can go check it out. But it is explicit. It's not your Lost podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to want to probably be listening to it with the young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might be telling you what's going on. The young kids might be
helping.
Listen
to the kids. They'll help you along with some of the information.
What are they talking about? Because I'll be honest, sometimes Warren Taffy goes off on things. I go, what is he talking
Nobody
about?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows
I don't
that.
Think he knows.
Exactly. He's just making crap up. Oh, man.
But you have been warned ahead of time that it is an explicit podcast.
Yes.
But if you haven't given a chance, listen to it. Let us know what you think.
Okay. All right.
Send the emails to merrymanpodcast@gmail.com.
Alrighty. Jack, ready to get out of here?
I am ready.
All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.